Good morning and welcome to the Garden Conversation. This is Mardell Gunn and I am continuing my what's turned into be a little bit of a series of talking about community gardens in our villages and in our towns. Today I'm here in Clekwan. And I'm talking to Sandrine again.
Hi.
I say Sandrine again because we also talked to her for the Victory Garden. Sandrine Thompson is kind of overseeing, maybe that's not the right word, your garden coordinator. What's your title here in Clekwan?
I guess it would be garden lead.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
In the community garden here in Clekwan. So it's been quite a few years since I've been here. And so tell me what is going on here now. What's happening here?
Yeah, so we have two garden areas. So we have the main garden that's outside. And then mm-hmm. we also have a hoop house that recently went up a few years ago. And every week we have volunteers come out and we plant, we weed, we harvest the produce. And we have, you know, all kinds of stuff going, like potatoes and radishes inside, tomatoes inside, peppers. And then outside we have, you know, our brassicas and things mm-hmm. like that.
Lots of zucchini mm-hmm. and cabbages. Yeah. You've got bok choy today.
Yeah,
you're
going
to give mm-hmm. bok choy away. Yep.
And like really a big goal of this garden is to give it back to the community. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. once a week when things are really going, we're going to have a distribution day. Mm-hmm. And those are Tuesdays. And we just put everything out on picnic tables, put a post up for the community. And then people come out and get whatever they need, as much mm-hmm. as they want for mm-hmm. their household. Mm-hmm. And in the past, that's been really good.
Mm-hmm. So this has been in prior years to mm-hmm. this. This has been done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
And this mm-hmm. is, I should say, this is only my second year working at mm-hmm. this garden. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the whole history.
Right. I'm going to talk to Mandy here in a little bit, and we're going to get a little
know.
Bit more of the history of it. So so you have work days every Tuesday and then another day
on
as
Thursday.
Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you told me about a salad party. What? Tell me
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. So for the volunteers, every once in a while, maybe once a month or every 3 weeks, we'll all get together and bring, it's like a potluck. Mm-hmm. We'll all have to bring a salad item, but we can get really creative. So it doesn't mm-hmm. have to just be greens and dressing. It could be, for example, I'm going to be bringing dessert spring rolls that are going to be with berries and mint and basil uh-huh. leaves, and then maybe some, you uh-huh. know, something sweet in there.
Right. And it, so that's yeah. a volunteer thing. So just
yeah.
in
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. Great. So you, is your hoop house, it's pots or is it in the ground or how are you doing that?
We have raised beds.
You have raised
everything
beds.
In there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And uh-huh. some pots too, just to get, you know, all that space taken up. And then we just got some fruit trees this year in there.
Oh, wow.
So
cool.
we have a peach, a plum, an apricot.
Ooh,
all the dwarf varieties.
Yeah, right.
So they can grow in there. And we don't know how well they'll do, but,
yeah,
but always, we'll find out.
Yeah, you'll find
yeah.
out. And there
yeah.
will be, of course, problems and learning curves with it, but mm-hmm. But hopefully you'll get rewards.
Yeah.
Kate Saunders gets peaches. So,
yeah, I've heard.
Yeah,
I've heard.
It's
so
possible.
We're
yeah.
hoping for it.
Yeah, great. Okay, so anything else that you want to say before I move on to some of the other, I'm going to talk to some of the other volunteers here.
Well, I think just it's just been really wonderful to be able to work here and just see how the community comes together
mm-hmm.
to make this garden happen.
Mm-hmm.
And for so many years, too.
It has. It's been yeah. going on for a while.
And
so.
it's really nice having people walk by and they just come and check out what we're doing. And mm-hmm. they're like, oh, can you plant this year? And they
oh,
have
really?
Some requests. And,
oh, nice.
And it's just kind of cool seeing
so it really
it. Yeah.
is a community garden in that sense. That
it
people,
is.
People mm-hmm. feel like they're part of that or that they can actually eat food from their community
yeah.
garden.
Yeah.
So,
oh, totally.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that feeling.
Yeah. That is a
yeah.
great feeling. So, all right. Well, thanks for heading it up. And because mm-hmm. It does, as I've said in other programs on community gardens, there needs to be somebody who just kind of takes a leadership role and mm-hmm. manages, makes sure that it's happening, make sure that the supplies are there when garden or when the volunteers get there.
Right. And in the past that's been Lonnie Hotch and
mm-hmm.
she's the one that really started this years
mm-hmm.
ago. And just this year is my first year kind of taking that role and she's just been so helpful
mm-hmm.
with, you know, what needs to be done and just giving me hints and
yeah.
little ideas here and there and mm-hmm. it couldn't be without her that this is going.
Right. I wanted to
yeah.
talk to Lonnie for this program, but she's busy doing something else. So
mm-hmm. she's not yeah.
Yeah,
not
it
here.
Is really important to mention her because she has been very probably the one that's kept this going is my understanding.
Definitely.
So,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Sandrine. I'm going to move on to talk to somebody else here.
Perfect. Thank you, Mardell.
Mm-hmm. So here we have Mandy Ramsey, who has worked here at the Kluckwan Garden for lots of years now, right?
I'm trying to trace back. I think my first year helping out up here was 2006.
And it started in 2005, so that was pretty near the beginning of it.
When I used to be the community wellness advocate for Search, and I was only part-time, but that period I worked both for in Haines and Kluckwan.
So how has it evolved or changed in all those years? That's been almost 20 years now.
I feel old right now.
Doesn't it make you feel old when you put that number on it? Has it evolved and changed, or is it pretty much the same, or what's your sense on that?
It's definitely grown and evolved. There's now a hard-shelled, beautiful greenhouse with in the back behind it is a new composting system. So those are two beautiful new additions to up here.
And which will really enhance the whole gardening area.
And then the other half of that garden on the other side of the initial greenhouse, that's been cultivated as well. So that's something I've seen. And also...
how long has the root cellar been in?
I was just going to say the root cellar. That's a question for Lonnie. I know Jeff Bocart helped build that and that was a new addition that happened up here, so there's a lot of growth,
right? And it's really in the vein of food security. I really think that Kluckwan is setting itself up for being more food secure than just about any place else in the community, which is really exciting because I think that that's the direction we need to go. So what's your role now? What do you do?
I'm just up here as a assistant to the community garden. And
so that means you're out there weeding. When I approached today, you were out there weeding a patch of cilantro.
That was celery. And earlier this morning, we were in the hoop house before it got too hot. Since today it's supposed to get up to 81.
We were
stringing tomatoes, and I was actually learning from Sandrine a new technique that I haven't used before. So that's pretty exciting. And we've planted potatoes last week. Well, it's pretty crazy. We planted some watermelon radishes in the hoop, and they're already doubled in size. So something I do notice up here. You can garden for a long time, and yet every zone has its own life force and its own, own vibe. So up here, things grow really abundant, really big, and it always seems warmer in a way.
Well, the hoop houses and the greenhouses this year have been a boon because our nights have been so cold. And I feel like that just gives it a little bit of extra. That's not the only part of my garden this year that's doing well, but it's definitely significantly better, those covered areas. And we'll see what happens as the summer goes on Great. Well, thank you very much for coming up and being part of this for so many years it takes some continuity to keep community gardens going.
I'm just so grateful to be a part of it again.
What do you get out of it?
When I first stepped on the land this spring, this sounds silly, but it was almost as if the land was welcoming me back, because I remembered being here not long after I'd been married. And also, I was up here as my father-in-law lived up here, and then through my pregnancy.
You got a lot of history.
Lily, so I just remember different chapters of my life and then being invited to come up here and help. And so, I just feel like it's an honor to be able to come help and give back to the land in this valley that feeds me and my family, and to be able to be of service to people who need,
everybody
help.
Needs vegetables.
And it's so fun. You learn from each other. You learn, doesn't matter how long you're gardening, you always are learning.
Always
more to
learn.
And you get new recipes and you make new friendships and connections. And that's what I totally dig about gardening with other people.
It is the joy of community gardening.
Well,
keep at it. Thank you so much for doing
Thank you, Mardell.
Okay, so here we have, I'm talking to Don Hotch. When I showed up this morning, he was down there weeding, what were you weeding, cabbages or?
We're just taking out the weeds.
Yep, You're weeding whatever needs to be weeded, you weed. So how are you involved, or how do you participate in this?
Well, it's the first day I've been here. So Sandrine's married to my son, my son-in-law, Tommy. And I've liked the gardening before, so I've been wanting to get into it.
Nice. And it's really nice to see men out gardening too. In our community gardens, in all of our communities, it seems like it's predominated by women, which may be, you know, have a lot of historical roots. Women are kind of the gatherers oftentimes, but so I'm always thrilled to see men out there, and I have a husband who's very involved, so I know that men can do it very easily. It sounds like it's a weekly thing that is happening here, that people
I think we're going to Tuesday, Thursdays.
And so what does it mean for you? Why do you come? Besides, you've got a connection, relative-wise, but...
Food. Good food. I like cooking a lot, so it's one of those things. You get into the ground. Mm-hmm. You like to deal with things. You know, it's good exercise, too. Get out, do something.
I'm pretty impressed, too, with Klukwan's kind of forethought in they've got a root cellar. They now have a hoop house. And those are things that are going to help towards food sustainability when we no longer have the barge coming in. And we need to be able to keep our foods through the winter and whatnot. Besides fish, there's always, we hope that there's always going to be fish. But I think, in my opinion, Klukwan is doing a pretty good job of setting themselves up so that they can have sustainable food.
Right. I think that the root house has been a good addition to everything. Before, a lot of people that were in the garden, I haven't done it, but they did it under their house.
Oh, really?
Just because there's ground there, and it was...
And it would be kept from freezing for the most part.
Yeah, it was sealed,
Right. And so now, it's a community thing, right? So somebody can put whatever they want in there to keep from freezing?
Sure. I don't know. It's a fairly good-sized root cellar. I don't think they've used it very often, but... It looks pretty good.
Well, I know what they're growing, the potatoes and things that are growing in the garden right now is probably some of that will go.
Goes back to seed. It puts back in.
And then it gets planted again next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Anything else in particular that you want to say about the garden or anything like that?
No.
Nope. Well, thanks for doing it. Thanks for being part of it.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. All right. We'll pass the word on that this is happening out here in Klukwan. So, thanks so much. So the last person I pulled out of the garden today is Gwen Souser, and you were also down there weeding. Cabbages or bok choy, or I don't know what you were weeding, something. And I said, can I talk to you? So here you are. Tell me what your connection to this garden is.
So my connection is, excuse me, I really have, a lot of friends up here, and I'm into gardening, trying to learn more myself. And so I'm really a beginner. And so Lonnie Hotch, she asked me if I'd be interested in coming up and kind of jumped on it. And also have had, family from here.
Right. You've got a family history. You said your grandparents lived in...
My great-grandma and my great-grandfather.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you have a pretty strong rooted history in Klukwan. In talking about this, it's one of the things that I think is a really smart thing to do. You said, I've got this big garden at home that I got to figure out what I'm going to do with and how to do it as a beginning gardener. And this is better than going to the internet and looking at books, is to actually go and talk to people and work with people who are doing this. So
yeah, I've been learning quite a bit. Like mm-hmm. when we planted the potatoes, mm-hmm. I had already planted potatoes at home.
Uh-huh.
And I actually was like, I wish I could pull them all out and redo it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there's just so many different little things to learn. Mm-hmm. And uh-huh. everyone's just always...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. and the thing is that there's always more than one way of doing things, yeah. and so you'll learn next year whether you maybe you did it better than what you know. Who knows? But that's part of the learning process, and the advantage of going to many different gardens and being part of it. So,
right.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for talking to me and sharing information to our community about the Klukwan Garden.
All right,
happy gardening.
Thanks.